I'm Petty Officer Trey Fowler, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay residents enjoyed National Hot Dog Day with a pickleball tournament. Petty Officer David Lappin has a story.
Gitmo's Morale, Welfare, and Recreation put on Pickle Dog, the pickleball tournament. I spoke with the current champion, Wilson Salone, and here's what he thinks about the event.
Right now, we're doing a Pickle Dog tournament for pickleball. We got 25 teams ready to play. Last month, yeah, me and Mark win the championship, so I think that's my sixth time championship already. So, you know, we're in Gitmo, so we're in Secure Island. We're just like having play and have some fun as well, making new friends from different branch of, you know, the military, like civilians, contractors. So I'm a contractor, so I met a lot of military personnel just playing pickleball. Gain more friends, same time.
Mark Derecho, last month's other champion, went on to talk about what keeps him coming to these pickleball tournaments.
I think the competition here is amazing. Like, everyone's very friendly. Everyone's great to just be around. I just really enjoy it. And I think that's kind of why I started pickleball here.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer David Lappin.
In other news around the fleet, we prioritize sleep, exercise, and nutrition as ongoing preventative measures to maximize physical fitness. In the same vein, we must transform the way we approach mental health. To empower our naval forces in accessing needed support, the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, is directing an immediate implementation of the Brandon Act, named after Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class Brandon Caserta, who died by suicide in June 2018. The Brandon Act honors the life of Brandon Caserta by allowing service members to seek help confidentially for any reason, anytime, and in any environment, thereby reducing the stigma associated with seeking mental health care. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Trey Fowler.